Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Aisha Torah. Our text is Building Your Self-Image and the Self-Image of Others. This section is 43 in the book, and it's called a Purim Parable, a lesson for the entire year. I woke up one Purim morning as a turtle. You might be wondering what kind of turtle I became. Well, it's hard to describe oneself objectively, since by definition we're all subjective about ourselves. But I can tell you that I wasn't one of those small little midget turtles. I was a relatively large one. Not one of those super giant turtles, but your average large size. To say that I was surprised about this change would be a gross understatement. I'd always been a human being when I woke up in the morning. This was my very first time to wake up as a turtle. I used to wake up and express my profound gratitude to the Creator for returning my soul to me once again. I was about to do this again this morning. I was quite astonished to notice that I had woken up as a turtle. You must be asking how I felt. Well, how would you feel if you woke up and found yourself transformed into a turtle? Was I frightened? No. I always felt very strongly that one of the highest priorities in life is to accept the Almighty's will. At times, this can be difficult. At times, this can be highly challenging. But that was my goal. And although this experience was more difficult to accept than most, I still felt an inner joy about being given an opportunity to accept the Almighty's will in ways that I never planned for. When you expect to be faced with a specific difficulty, you can train yourself in advance. You can visualize yourself accepting it with inner strength and courage. You can mentally picture yourself handling it in an elevated manner. But in my wildest dreams, I never imagined that I would one day wake up and find myself being a turtle. Well, truth can be stranger than fiction. And since this was my present reality, I immediately focused on accepting the will of my Creator. If this was my test for today, this was a test that I was totally dedicated to pass. I saw myself moving slowly. I didn't yet have a clear plan about where I was heading. But one must always have a goal. So I figured that my first goal would be to create a meaningful goal for myself. Since this was my first day tasked with being an excellent turtle, I didn't yet have enough information to decide what my goal would be. So I couldn't make a specific goal with all the details planned step by step, but had a general goal of using my potential to its fullest. Those who make this their goal will usually have problems deciding what their potential actually is and what they need to do to utilize this potential. But we must always do the best we can, and so far, this was the best I could do. Although I was moving slowly, I was making steady progress. When I was a human being, I realized the importance of being grateful for the gifts we were given. This realization stayed with me now that I was a turtle. As a turtle, I didn't have as many things to be grateful for as when I was a human being, but I didn't find something I was extremely grateful for, that I had my hard outer shell. This protected me in case a predator tried to take advantage of my lack of speed. If anyone would shout, "Hurry up!" at me, I would just disappear into my shell. That's what shells are for. I wanted to make steady progress, but at my own speed. If others weren't satisfied with the rate of that progress, it wouldn't bother me. The depth of gratitude for my hard shell increased as I thought of all its many benefits. I was full of inner joy. And a joyful turtle is a healthy turtle. For me, the speed I was going was normal. Progress is relative. If others would see things from my perspective, they wouldn't be so judgmental. I didn't choose to become a turtle. It just happened to me. If you were a turtle, you might be one of those speedy ones, but even then, you wouldn't be going too much faster than I was. After my initial surprise about my change in status, I didn't feel bad about being a turtle. If this was what the Creator wanted from me, this was His will, and I accepted it with love. On Judgment Day, I wouldn't be asked why I didn't act like a lion. I won't be asked why I wasn't as tall as a giraffe. That's just not the way we turtles are. I won't be asked why I didn't fly as fast as an eagle. We turtles weren't meant to do that. The question I'll have to face is, were you the very best turtle you could have been? This question became my mission statement. I kept repeating this question to myself over and over again. I found it intensely inspiring. Was I envious of any other animal in the world? Of course not. I had my mission in the world. I didn't have the mission of anyone else. I knew that the Almighty had given me the innate skills and talents to fill my own mission. I wasn't in competition with any other animal, but even the other turtles, not even them. I was focused on the wisest thing for me to think, say, and do. Since I wasn't in a race with anyone else, I was able to wish everyone else success in their personal life mission. I blessed others from the bottom of my heart. These thoughts felt very elevating. I don't know if anyone who saw me realized what was going through my mind. I know that when I was a human being, I had no idea what the inner workings of a turtle's mind was like. I hadn't given the matter any thought. To tell me the truth, how often have you asked yourself, I wonder what that turtle is thinking right now? Once you read this, however, you'll become more sensitive to a turtle's feelings. It's worth sharing my story with you, even if this is the sole benefit you gain from it. This will make you more compassionate when you see another turtle. And once you're compassionate towards turtles, I'm certain that this feeling will spread to your being more compassionate towards other animals and even other human beings who seem different from you. I spent each moment being a good turtle. I put in as much effort as I could. This felt great. I was doing my best, and my self-image was soaring. I remained humble and modest. Let's face it, I still was a turtle, and I would have said when I was a human being, that's nothing to brag about, but I had self-esteem. I recognized that while I was not created in the image of the Creator as humans were, I still was part of the Creator's creation, and nothing could be a greater accomplishment than that. My goal was to change from being a good turtle to becoming a great turtle. I was successful beyond my wildest imagination. I reached the first level of greatness by midday. The way I understood things, this was quite unusual for a turtle. It was something like being the first human being who ran the 4-minute mile. It wasn't as great as being the first human being who ran the 3-minute mile, but it was a monumental achievement. After reaching the first level of turtle greatness, I kept growing with unbelievable speed. Before I knew it, I'd reached the 5th level of turtle greatness. I literally zoomed through levels 2, 3, and 4. Had a major advantage over the other turtles in the world. They had been born turtles right from the start of their existence. But I had been a human being. I have to admit that I had not used my full potential as a human being. And if I could do it all over again, I would do a better job. But having had the experience of being a human being who could read and write, who could talk and attend lectures, I knew much more than all the other turtles. So I couldn't say that I was competing with other turtles. I had a head start that put me in a different category since I didn't start out as a turtle right from the beginning. But besides being an accident, having started out as a human being and suddenly finding that I had become a turtle did have its disadvantages. Those who were born as turtles didn't have anything to compare their present situation to. All they knew was what it was like to be a turtle. But since I had been a human being for so long, I had kind of gotten used to it. I could have complained that it's not fair that I couldn't continue being a human. Why was I chosen to become a turtle and not someone else? As these questions are usually asked, why me? But I had no idea of the answer. I had realized my choice earlier. I could make the best of being a turtle. I could spend my time whining and complaining about disadvantages of being a turtle. This would not have been the path of spirituality. This would not have been accepting the will of my Creator. This would not have given me joy. Instead, I would have been totally miserable. I would have felt resentment and frustration. I'd rather choose to be joyful. I was totally dedicated to accepting the Almighty's will with love and joy, and that is why I was making the tremendous progress that I had been making all day. Then all of a sudden, something strange happened. I felt that I was becoming different. I felt that I had grown from the challenge that I was facing. But the mount that I had developed was beyond my wildest turtle dreams. I turned into a mighty, majestic lion. I didn't realize this at first, but I happened to see a reflection of myself in a mirror. At first, I was startled. I still considered myself a turtle. And when I saw the lion, I didn't immediately realize that it was me. Lions can be highly intimidating to a turtle and to human beings too, especially when they roar. What had happened? I was soon to learn that I experienced the special Purim law of turtles. This law is complex and deserves a lengthy and learned discussion. But to make a long story short and to say it concisely, any turtle that progresses to a 5th level of greatness on Purim automatically gets an upgrade to become a lion. I hadn't known this law when I was still a turtle. Perhaps if I hadn't known it, fear of success might have slowed my progress. I was just trying to be the best turtle I could be. I had no idea that my hard work, my persistence, and total devotion to my goal would have such a positive outcome. I began experiencing life on an entirely new level. This wasn't just a minor improvement. Seeing the world as a lion gave me a magnificent sense of empowerment. Now I was living on a totally different plane. I'd actually experienced a metamorphosis from a turtle to a lion. Only if you personally experienced this could you know the extent of this change. Previously, I had no idea at all of what was possible. Now I felt totally different than before. I acted differently. Having attained a royal status, my entire behavior pattern was changed. To say that everyone treated me with more respect would be another one of those gross understatements. I was now a regal lion. Others consider me a lion, that's how I felt. When I was a turtle, I felt good about myself. But looking back as a lion, I realized that what I had felt about myself before was nothing compared to the way that I felt about myself now. Having once experienced life as a turtle, I was a lot more compassionate than the lions born into royalty. Now that I was a lion, I had new opportunities, new privileges, and new obligations. I had more talents, more skills, and more knowledge. My mission statement had to be upgraded together with everything else about myself. I would now be asked on Judgment Day, "Were you the very best lion that you could have been?" My life goal is to proudly respond with a roaring yes. To summarize the essence of what we can learn from this story, regardless of whether you consider yourself to be more of a turtle or more of a lion, or somewhere in between, make it your goal to be the best you that you can be. No one can be something that they're not, but we all have the ability to keep changing and growing and developing ourselves constantly.